RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I mentioned the Chase Young strip sack fumble was only the second best play of the weekend. The best play was the Bengals calling up a special for O-lineman Cody Ford. They split him wide out to the near boundary, and they threw it to him, and he not only made a nice catch and turn with the ball, but he got 17 yards of yak at 307 pounds. Cody Ford. He was a former tight end in high school, he said, and had been wanting to do that forever. And so they were working in practice, according to the story on this. And Joe Burrow kept splitting him out wider and wider and wider as they practiced this play. They're like, no, yeah, keep going out there further. Yeah, keep going. He was all the way out there like a wide receiver, and they threw it to him. Ford said, I didn't even know what progression I was. But next thing I know, I was looking up and the ball was coming at me. He grabs it, turns, and then just truck sticks the poor DB who had no chance of bringing him down and rumbled for 17 more yards, total gain of 21 yards. And I have no idea where they keep these stats or how people find them. It is apparently the longest offensive play from scrimmage by a 300-pounder in NFL history.
Yeah.
Ever. I'm like, how do you even know that?
It's just like, I think a lot of times people are mistaken when they see some, there are some NFL players that are superhuman per se.
Yeah.
You see a guy 345 pounds, you don't think he can move. Oh, he's just a big guy. He may outrun you. Oh. The average person. Yes. Just like Reggie White at 315 ran 4.6. Right. There are some special guys out on that football field.
Oh, they're absolute freaks.
Because like at you meet people, that how much you weigh? And they may weigh the same thing you weigh. Oh, I can play in the league. No, you can't. Right. You get destroyed.
You die.
I'm same size as you. No, you weigh the same as me.
Different.
But you're 3 inches shorter than me. Yeah. And you know, and you're the same weight. So you're probably not in the right shape to be out there on the football field.
The old lineman,
but that big dude, he rolled up the field, man.
The old linemen who are the smartest guys in the field, they say, are also very good athletes because they were good athletes as kids growing up.
Yeah.
Their bodies then got to be supersized. And then once they got to a certain heft, they keep the heft on to be able to move people around and to hold their ground. But then once they retire, a lot of them,
they go right back to it.
They deflate to sizes that are unrecognizable. Joe Thomas is unrecognizable right now.
Yeah.
Matt Burke,
the
former
big guys
Viking,
lose weight, the little guys gain weight.
Yes.
The little guys gain weight, big guys lose it.
All right, let me get back and let Greg finish off his call about the Commanders and the offseason. I apologize. I ran him right into a brick wall, which was the end of the hour. Welcome back, Greg. Thank you for that nice note about back in the day. As for the Commanders offseason, what do you see?
Well, you know, I've never been a 100% believer in Jaden. He just always seemed like he was just too small and too skinny and just – it's going to be tough. And, you know, My concern is he's going to end up ultimately having the same kind of long-term story as Robert Griffin III did.
So you say go quarterback in the first round and really make the whole town lose their mind.
Well, I think sometimes you just got to pull the Band-Aid off, Zabe.
No.
I think you're way off right there, brother. Yeah. You're way off.
I love you, Greg.
I think you're way off.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you like this here. See, I love when people say the size of a person. You know the quarterback right down there in Carolina?
Bryce Young.
He's 5'10" and
a
half.
He's tiny.
He might weigh 180 pounds.
Tiny.
He's small.
Yeah.
Nobody complains about it. Jared Goff is 6'4", 215.
Well, some people have complained about it, but yeah.
No, they're complaining. Because what it is we saw somebody come in here and have a owner who allowed him to do whatever the hell he wanted to do in Robert. He got hurt, so we automatically assume.
Yeah.
Jaden can gain 15 pounds and still get injured.
Oh, yeah.
People act like, oh, you got it. He got to get bigger. No. The freak accidents will happen. And just because you got hurt this year don't mean you're going to get hurt next year. You know? Right. So I don't think he's nothing like Robert. Robert's ordeal was totally different. You knew your knee was screwed up, and the owner allowed you to do what you wanted to do, not what the coaches and the doctors said you should have done.
Yeah, the RG3 comparisons are so surface level because there's stuff about RG3 that the general public knows, and then there's a 101, 201 advanced studies on our Robert that you know and I know from having people in the building, on the team, getting fed to us stories that you would simply not believe if you didn't get them from a credible source.
Yeah.
So that's part of the reason why Robert did not work out. And by the way, Robert is only, what, like 38 years old? Mm-hmm. And nobody even thought about calling him when Philip Rivers was pulled out of mothballs. Rivers, by the way, probably played his last game, a close loss to the Jaguars. Modest numbers again. He finished the year averaging, in his three-game return, he averaged like 180 yards, 63%, which was better than I would have thought. 3 touchdowns, 2 INTs, no wins.
Yeah.
It was nice. It's over now,
yeah,
I think, for the most part. Let's go to Marcus in Calvert County. You are next up. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing, man?
I think the best case scenario is us getting Tate from Ohio State. Reason I say that is Terry gets double teamed too many times in games and he gets completely taken out and all these other wide receivers can't get open. Like, I love Debo's energy and everything, but just not fast enough. Gold Tate, he'll get open and he'll break open everything for the wide receivers in the third and fourth spot and break it open for the tight ends.
Carnell Tate projected in the 10 to 20 range.
Mm-hmm.
So easily gettable. You could even theoretically,
if there's
Marcus,
a pass rusher,
Marcus,
before him, take him. Take the pass rusher.
But Marcus, well, we could scooch down for an extra pickety pick and still get Tate.
Well, I say Tate just because wide receiver is one of the highest paid positions in the NFL. So we could have a 1 and a 2 and take and become that number one. And it's really hard to get a top wide receiver. And if you have a top wide receiver, a good quarterback, and a good offensive line, you're halfway there in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I understand the defense has problems, but use that first pick on offense. There's a lot of defensive ends we can get in the third round, maybe trade up in the draft, and then all the rest of that money we have, just throw on defense.
Yeah. If I'm a team drafting a wide receiver, B. Mitch, I am going to have the best private investigator and the best psychologist in on the interviews because I want to make sure with a wide receiver you're getting a guy who's solid, not a guy who's on the fringe of being a lunatic.
Yeah.
And it's tough to tell sometimes. Like, from the couch, you really don't know until you interview these guys. And sometimes they snow you in the interviews where they come off great and you're like, I like this guy, he's solid. And then you get him on the team, you're like, oh, yeah,
oh,
no.
Believe me. Every NFL team, they have everything you name.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure they do.
They got investigators and everything else.
All right, let's go. Hold on, Shaq. Shaq, you're next up on the air. Sorry to interrupt your other show going on right now. How you doing, brother?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7, Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's going on?
Hey,
you know what? We need defensive guys, but we need talent. And I don't want us to get to the point where we draft some defensive guys just to draft a defensive guy. Now, like Down from Ohio State, we need talent. Team is, you know, other than left tackle and QB, everything should be open.
And by talent, do you mean measurables? Do you like the combine measurables freaks, the guys who pop it in terms of, wow, look at his physical attributes?
No,
want production?
I like to look at their career in college.
Okay.
Competition.
Okay.
So you know, don't get caught up with what somebody done for 2 or 3 days running against the wind. You know, they look at their production.
I'm with that.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Kevin in Lanham. You're next up. Shape of the Commanders offseason.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, guys. This is my take on it. Nobody's talking about it. I think we need coordinators. I need the assistants to the assistants of who's making Caleb Williams and Drake May throw for so many yards and score many points. I also need a defensive coordinator from the Texans or from Minnesota. We don't even need their coordinator. Just give me the assistant to the assistant to mimic here. It's not just personnel, it's scheme on my end. I can't believe that we have the guy that was the architect of the Legion of Boom, and we were the worst in third down coverage. Also, the zone coverage. I don't understand how do you keep doing the same thing over and over again, and you're still getting burnt. You're the worst on third down in defense. So why are you still doing the same thing? That's what I think our offseason need to be about, is getting some assistance to the assistance of those high-powered offense and those pressure defenses that's going to blitz you on third down or blitz you every damn play. This zone coverage doesn't work. Zone coverage, you want to send zone coverage to try to get turnovers. Well, you need to put pressure on a quarterback to get turnovers first.
Yeah.
That's my take.
Yeah, but you're going to have some personnel for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's
the,
one
the
thing.
The personnel makes all of the coordinators look better than what they are.
Right.
Because that person, those two guys on the edges in Houston, I don't give a damn what system they're in. They're going to get pressure on the quarterback. So it ain't just about the scheme. All coaches can draw up a scheme. Everybody can draw up a scheme. If they don't have dogs to go after the people,
dogs.
It makes no damn difference what your scheme is.
He wants the assistant to the assistant.
No, I want some.
He wants.
I want some talent.
Which
the talent to make that damn assistant look better.
Yes, it will. He wants to go Dwight Schrute hunting, the assistant to the regional manager.
No,
let's go to Devon in Rockville. You are next up. Hello, Devon.
What's up? What's happening, big bro?
What's up, D?
Hey, I'm 100% with what you said, big bro, is we need a tight end that can win one-on-one because that's going to open up the offense. I truly believe you do bring Debo back if the numbers make sense, because we knew we didn't bring Debo over here to be the number one or the number two, honestly. He was supposed to be a specialty gadget, you know what I'm saying? So that's what he's here for. And I would honestly – I would bring Treylon Burks back, man. Like,
that's what B. Mitch said during the break.
You know what I'm saying?
Right?
All season, and he still got talent. We got to remember, he was drafted to Tennessee. That's the reason why Tennessee got traded A.J. Brown, because he was the prototype supposed to be A.J. Brown.
And look at how dumb the Titans have been the last 3 years.
Exactly. So I mean, the draft,
there's a really good high possibility they screwed up on Burks like they did on Vrabel and Brown and King Henry and everyone else. Morons.
I'm with B. Mitch as well. I'm with B. Mitch as well of the trade, the Brandon Ayuk thing, just because they was a good marriage in college. They've been long removed, and they're going to still be best friends even if they ever don't play with each other. So if I had to choose, I don't think that you would bring Debo back and go get Brandon Ayuk. So if I had to choose, keep Debo because Debo already know the system. We have to get personnel. I'm with the last caller, the scheme and everything, but the reason why I can answer it for him. The reason why DQ's still doing the same thing, because we don't have the personnel. It's nothing that we can't do, that we can do. We can't play man-to-man because we don't have a personnel to get to the quarterback.
You could agree. You can agree that Joe Witt has to go, sadly.
Yeah. I said that. But we do need defense, and I'm with B. Mitch. I just don't know if I can. I know we need a pass rusher, but I can't let Caleb Downs just go past me, man.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
That is a generational talent right there.
It's going to be tough. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, you said during the break, you're like, keep Burks in the mix and see what he can do.
You never know what you can get out of him, and he can come around and be cheap as hell.
Yes, he
could. Compared to what the other one's going to be.
Go to Aaron.
But you better get some defense to stop somebody.
Aaron in Suitland, you are next up. B. Mitch and Finley, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey guys, thanks so much for taking my call. Plain and simple. Hey, I don't think they're going to have a big turnover. Maybe 4 to 6 players they're going to get rid of on the offensive side. I would go get the tight end from the Ravens, likely, or I would get Pittman. That would help address the receiving aspect. I would go pick
Pittman or Pitts.
Pitts, I'm sorry.
Pitts.
And likely. I'm sorry, I apologize. Likely from the Ravens.
You do know that Kyle Pitts is going to go down as one of the most frustrating talents in the history of the league for a guy who should have been way better and then inexplicably had the biggest bomb game ever on Thursday night with Kirk down there in Tampa. Everyone's like, what the hell? And this was supposed to be there the whole
time. If you throw out
the
best and the worst, that game he's throwing out because he ain't had no other games like that.
Right.
Hey, Zabe, you made my decision for me then. We're going to get likely.
Okay, there you go. It smells likely that we're going to get likely. That'd be a better choice. Sergio in Connecticut. Hey. Hello, Sergio.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
I just wanted to get your take on, like, I was hearing rumors about Dan Quinn maybe going back to the Cowboys well with Al Harris getting as a defensive coordinator. You guys agree? Like,
who's hearing this?
System?
I like Al Harris.
Hold on.
I guess.
Dan Quinn's going back to Dallas, you're hearing?
No.
Joe Witt in that.
Yeah.
In that
yes, I have sense. Heard That's that. All. I have heard that, and I think that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, Al's I like Al.
I don't think that would be the same as Joe Witt, though. Like, I don't bring in the fresh ideas. Like, I just don't think that's a, I don't know.
How do we know you're the same kind of coordinator?
They don't think the same. Just because they come from the same, like, or on the same coaching staff, don't mean that their mindsets are the same.
Let's go to Darwin in Springfield. You're next up. Hello, Darwin.
Hey, how's it going, my friend?
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Go ahead, my friend.
How's it going, guys?
You got to turn the radio down. Got a little delay going on. Darwin in Springfield, Virginia. You're next up. What do you say?
Nothing much, man. I'm hopeful that we're gonna turn something around next year, man. There's no way, heck, that we go from one game from the Super Bowl and not get anything out of that, man. Because the way you built the team is having a quarterback, and we got one. We just need to get talent around it, man. And I feel like having a top 10 pick, $80 million in cap. I mean, I trust an AP, man. We're going to get younger, and we're going to turn the ship around.
Okay. An AP you trust. We'll let that be the final word on that.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.